KD2, DFD listening. That station's coming in a little bit of static, but could read you. KD2 DFD.
Good to know. I'm not sure if my antennas are dying on me or what's going on with this thing, but it's having...
Well, you also seem to be dropping out a little bit, too. Noise is still there, but you drop out every now and then.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's going on here, and, Yeah, I can definitely tell myself, and, Yeah, I'm listening on echoing. Oh, wow. I just fixed my signal. I tried to turn my chair about,
Yeah, that station, it seemed to drop out again. It said, you said you had to turn something on, and then the signal went, dropped again.
Yeah, apparently we've got people on the local repeater here. Sorry about that, guys. I didn't realize there were other people trying to hit the local repeater. We're connected into a repeater in Boonville, New York right now, just for anybody else that's, listening in here.
That's correct here. My name is Pete. Call signs KD2 DFD.
Okay. Apparently, I had things break spectacularly with my radio, and I don't know what's going on with it. I think the antenna, transmission-wise, I think my antenna is just about murdered itself or something. I'm on Echo Link right now on my phone. But yeah, nice to meet you, Pete. My name is Sean, Sierra Hotel Alpha Uniform November. I'm just trying to see why it is that my radio can receive just fine, but it seems like I hopefully haven't blown out the transmission side of this thing. But, if I have, I'm not going to be very happy about that. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to you.
Well, Sean, nice to make the contact. That was the best transmission yet. You've got a little bit of audio feedback coming from somewhere, a little bit of an echo. Other than that, it was fully readable, and I'm up about probably about a mile, 2 miles from the repeater, and within light of sight, and you're coming in real well as far as the Echo Link connection. Back to you.
Yeah, the reason for that is because I'm actually on Echo Link right now via my phone, so that's why my transmission's coming through as clear as it is. The problem here that I'm dealing with is that my radio, for some reason, seems to be acting very flaky, and I just charged it as of a few hours ago, so it's got a full charge. But I don't know why. It seems to be very, very, very flaky, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on with it. So let me see. I'm going to get back on the radio here and see if I can hit the local repeater and go from there.
Okay. What are you in the Boonville area on an HT or a portable?
No, I'm not actually. I'm on the Barnesville.
That was mostly static. I heard you say you were on something, but it was mostly unreadable.
What's happening is I think my radio is basically shot. I hope it's not. But yeah, I'm on the Barstool repeater up in,
Yeah, that was pretty bad. You were on some repeater, and then again you dropped out before it was legible. I mean, the audio just dropped out. But anyway, yeah, keep trying. Hopefully something will work. KD2DFD.
Yeah, I think I know what the problem is. Actually, it turns out what it actually is apparently somebody's trying to key the local repeater up here, and they're keying over me. So it's dropping my signal, and it's basically causing them to knock the repeater for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that, but it seems like somebody's having difficulty hitting the repeater, and they're trying to key up, and I can hear crashes and static every once in a while. And I'm listening locally on the Barstool repeater up in Massachusetts here. I've linked the Barstool repeater up to the Boonville repeater in New York with the node number on my handheld. So that's how I'm able to do that. But yeah, I think what we have here is somebody is trying to key up and say hi, but they're not quite hitting the local repeater. So it's just nothing but static and noise. And I just heard them try no less than about 5 times in the last transmission here. So I'd like to know who in the world is doing that, because that is really discourteous. So whoever you are, please fix your equipment, sir, or ma'am, whoever you are. KC1FZO. And, Pete, if you could stand by for a few minutes and see if we get any signal from this person, that would be excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Usually there's a net on at 9 o'clock on this repeater, but no one picked up the net tonight. As in another net up in the northern area of Lewis County. But anyway, yeah, I'll stand by. Go right ahead. This is KD2DFD.
Alright, let me try this again on the radio. I'm just trying to see if I can get through this time. Yeah, apparently, I don't know what it is, but whatever I'm getting is only seeming to affect the receive audio on the local repeater here. I'm not sure. Oh, I see what's happening. Okay. Yeah, so apparently, something else is trying to transmit. So, I don't think it's quite close to the repeater. I don't think you're quite close to the repeater, whoever you are. You might need to get in closer to be able to hit it. Okay, KC1FZ. Foxtrot Zulu Oscar. Whoever is transmitting, please identify yourself. ZO. KC1FZO. Nobody else is on the local repeater. Or if they are, they're only playing with me, I guess. Anyway, Pete, are you still there? KC1FZO. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm standing by, Sean. Go right ahead, KD2DFD.
Going on with this. It's very... seems like somebody's trying to transmit again. I can't hear, but I'm getting static crashes over the received audio, which is interesting.
sorry, I can't help you that much. I'm not too familiar with EchoLink and linking the repeaters up through the nodes. But you're still coming in with some breaking up, but mostly readable in your transmissions.
Which is exactly why I'm doing the experiment, to find out exactly what's going on. In fact, I'm just verifying that what I'm dealing with here is, not sure if you can hear it. So you notice how when I started trying to loop the audio back for you, they seemed to quit doing that. Which tells me that there's somebody local to this local repeater here in Barnstable who is apparently attempting to transmit and not hitting the repeater, but they're causing enough chaos that it's causing the repeater to effectively be jammed. Which is why I'm not able to transmit on the radio, because what's happening is every time that I transmit, they're trying to key their mic, and they're just hitting the repeater long enough to knock my transmission out for a few words in the middle. That's why I keep cutting out. It's nothing to do with the weather. It's apparently something to do with either something going on with the repeater, somebody is just transmitting every I'd say every 6 to 3 seconds or so, give or take, or what have you. It's nothing to do with EchoLink. It's actually something locally happening on the repeater here. And the fact they're not identifying themselves either tells me they're not able to hit the repeater very well, or something else going on. Because what I'm noticing is it's just white noise with a little bit of crackle in it. Sounds a bit like a 78, actually, if you remember those things. I collect records, so yes, I've got a few. But it sounds like it's just carrier wave or just FM noise or whatever, signal, with no voice at all. And this is the first time I've seen this. So, yeah, that's why I'm not able to transmit locally on the radio. Whatever or whoever is trying to connect and hit the repeater is unintentionally causing me to be jammed and knocked off air. That's why I'm on EchoLink. I'm not sure if you heard it that time, but that's basically what I'm dealing with. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to you.
Well, maybe, like you said, it's a distant repeater that's interfering through propagation. Sometimes I can hit Syracuse with my HT, and with decent antenna. I did have a QSO with a couple of gentlemen last week. So that was about 50 miles. So it maybe something strange like that is happening, because you would think, if they hear you saying that you're not making any audio, that they would just stop what they're doing, but it seems too consistent to be otherwise, unless they're doing it on purpose. Back to you, Sean.
Yeah, I think what's happening here, and I'm talking on my phone via EchoLink at the moment, but I'm noticing that it only seems to happen when the EchoLink repeater itself is connected, because I accidentally timed out the repeater a couple minutes ago. I'm going to actually try and disconnect the local repeater and see what exactly happens. So I'm going to disconnect the local repeater from the EchoLink node and just listen to you via the phone. But I want to see exactly what happens with regards to our friend over there, if it actually is a friend or a person. Yeah, they're still going, they're still trying to go at it.
Okay, well, I'll stand by and you turn off the Echo Link and I'll wait for you to return. KD2DFD.
Sure thing, and I'm going to disconnect the newer computer now for the bicycle one. So KC1A, out on the local repeater.
Okay, so now I've just disconnected the repeater from the node here. I've disconnected both repeaters from each other. Let me open the squelch fully on this. I don't like doing this, but I want to see exactly what is going on. Because I'm trying to figure out if maybe what I'm dealing with could be something as straightforward as, you know, maybe I'm getting RF interference from one of my computers or something. But if that's the case, I don't think that's what's going on. But it only seems to be happening when the Echo Link repeaters, when the nodes are connected to each other. But the weird thing is that when I hear it locally on the repeater here, it's just a static crash for like a few seconds, then it goes away. Then it comes back a few seconds later. Then it goes away. Then it comes back again several seconds later. But it's not, if it were computer interference or something like that, it would be constant. This isn't constant. This is, as far as I can tell, what I'm dealing with is somebody doesn't seem to like Echo Link very much. And yet they're not doing anything at all on the repeater now. I'm getting nothing but white noise in my squelch. So I'm going to key up again and see if I can reach anybody to see maybe if they were trying to hit the repeater and just weren't able to. But I don't know. Seems really weird to have it only happen when you connect two Echo Link repeaters together.
All right, well, I'll stand by. And your audio on the Echo Link, the quality improved when you turned off the repeater.
Well, I can certainly understand why, considering I wasn't having two devices connecting to the same repeater node. I'm just on my phone right now, and I'm trying to see. This is really strange. I'm getting no static crashes or noise or anything at all on the local repeater when this when the Echo Link node is disconnected. But yet, I'm getting nothing at all on this side to suggest that there is, you know, any kind of weather interference or phenomena that is causing this. So what I'm wondering about is, you know, I don't know of any connections that could be messed up between the Echo Link node, between the computer running Echo Link and the repeater itself, that would cause that type of a reaction. And the other thing is, I have yet to try connecting to other repeaters to see if it's just something going on with this one, or is there something going on with if it's just this repeater or any repeater, or if it's somebody that's just simply monitoring the repeater. Ah, we have a call sign coming back locally. Cool. Okay, and here is KC1FZO on Echo Link again. I actually just made a new contact locally on the local repeater, although he's all the way over in Rhode Island. And at least now I have an answer to what those crashes of static are, because apparently we have a massive band opening tonight that's causing all kinds of chaos with people trying to transmit on other repeaters with different PL tones, and yet, because of the band opening, they're unwittingly transmitting on this computer, or causing it to react anyway.
Oh, there you go. Time to get out, go on upper sideband and probably get some contacts that way. I wish I had my other radio. I could probably play around with it. But back to you, Sean, KD2DFD.
But yeah, at least I'm glad now that I figured out the problem, because I thought it was deliberate, but no, it's not. Anyway, NC1COG, are you still around, sir? KC1FZO, back to you.
KC1FZO. No, Sean, I'm gonna sign off, though. I've got other things I was doing, but that's November 1, Charlie Lima Golf for your log, or just to get it right anyway, as they say, Charlie Lima Golf. Yeah, I'm just gonna be monitoring those, so you guys get back to your QSO, and I'll talk to you down the log somewhere. KC1FZO, the gentleman in Tulane, I did not catch your call sign, my apologies. CLG, clear.
This is the Boonville repeater news.
We were having a short QSO. This is KD2DFD. Is this for the traffic net?
That's affirmative.
Well, I'll clear with the station if you like, and then you can carry on if you don't mind.
Actually, I've got another repeater to check out, so give me a couple minutes, go do that. I'll let you guys finish your QSO, and I'll be back in about maybe 5 minutes or so.
You got it. Thank you very much. KC1FZO, Frank said Oscar, KD2DFD, you still on the air, Sean?
Yes, I am still here. And I'm transmitting so low on Echolink right now just because the local repeater is being crazy with this band opening. So at least now we know what's going on. And, yeah, this is the first time I've ever experienced a band opening like this and seen what kind of interesting side effects you can get from it. Yeah, I wish I had a radio that did sideband and stuff, but unfortunately I don't. All I've got are two Bofang FM-only units for now, until I can save up the money and get myself another rig, which probably won't be until December or something. But anyway, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just going to be listening in. I'm not going to be probably saying much on the traffic net. But, yeah, I'll just say 73 for now, and I'll catch you later on. I'm trying to remember your call sign. I keep forgetting it. Sorry about that. KC1FZO, clear.
All right, Sean, well, 73, and glad you worked out the problem, and hopefully somebody's going to benefit from the band opening. So I'll clear with you, and I'll just stand by for the traffic net, and I'm going to call it a night. KC1FZO from KD2DFD.
Thing. Yeah, I'm just having issues with my phone at the moment. It's being a bit of a pain. Anyway, yeah, so your call sign is Kilo Delta 2 Delta Sierra Papa. That's an interesting one. Anyway, yeah, I'm just going to say 73 for now, myself, and just listen in on Echolink. I'm actually debating about it. I may actually pop up on the traffic net, but I don't really have much to contribute, but I'll just listen in and see what goes on. Anyway, KC1FZO, KD2DSP, clear.
This is KD2DXF, Radio United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Going to call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome.
Yeah, this is KG2DFT. The name here is Pete, no traffic. And thank you for letting us finish the QSL.
Alright, you're a little fast with me there. I got QL Delta 2, what's your suffix again?
Delta Foxtrot Delta, DFD.
KD2DFD, that's a lot of D's. Alright, I got you in there, sir, and you're welcome. This is Oxon looking for any further stations. KD2DXX, you're not control.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening. Good evening, Ray, thank you for your check-in. Oh, this is Zach, I'm looking for any further stations. This is Zach. Last call for Oxon. Alright, nothing further here. This is KD2DXF returning to net control. W2MO Oneida.